Many businesses have trouble keeping track of workers in cars and trucks, from garbage collectors to pizza delivery guys. Technology is making it possible for companies to know the exact location of every driver. But some unions and workers' rights groups worry that bosses will know a little too much, Laura Seidel reports.
When a bad boy bail bonds truck comes down the street, you can't miss it. With day-glow pink background and black and fluorescent green lettering, the truck looks more like transportation for a surf bum than a bail agent. But even without seeing his trucks, George Wallace, National Operations Director of the San Jose-based Bad Boy, knows where they are.
Exactly like a cell phone antenna. Very small unit inside, and there's another unit under the dash. That's it.
Wallace is pointing out the almost unnoticeable global positioning system, or GPS, hooked up to this company truck. The wireless technology sends its location to satellites orbiting the Earth that then bounce them back down to a central computer that posts them online. Sitting at his desk, Wallace looks at the web and checks in on his fleet of 12 trucks.
So it'll tell you the vehicle, what the speed is traveling at, where it's located. So super information. I get information right now, or I can go back and see at 11/16 at 6:43, it was traveling 45 miles an hour at, you know, on 880 in Whipple in Union City.
Wallace, the co-founder of Bad Boys, installed this system a year ago. Since then, he says revenue is up 40%. He says GPS has helped him determine more efficient driving routes. And he opened a new office in Alameda County after he realized how often he was sending his agents there. But one of the main reasons that Wallace installed GPS was security. His drivers carry cash and important documents into some bad neighborhoods.
Hi, Glenda. My name is Janet. I'm actually calling in regards to your husband, David.
Janet Giddings, a bail agent at Bad Boys, appreciates the new system.
So I go to the jails and meet different people. You never know who you're going to meet, you know, when you get to places. And you feel a little safer because you know that corporate and everybody knows where you're at.
Bad Boy Bail Bonds pays a monthly fee of $40 for the service to At Road, a Silicon Valley-based company that's pulled together this combination of wireless, GPS, and internet technologies. The company's CEO and co-founder, Krish Panu, says his system will make life easier for customers waiting on packages or services, less frustrating, especially when they make that call to customer service asking, where is that delivery?
If you call and say, where is he or she, the customer service person makes several phone calls to find out where the technician is. With our technology, you don't have to make several calls. You can go into the internet and do one click and you can find out where the person is and how long it's going to be before they reach the destination.
At Road, a leader in the GPS market, now includes among its clients Verizon, Quest, and Frontier Communications. Right now, there's about a $445 million market for GPS equipment, says Ron Stearns, an analyst with Frost & Sullivan, a high-tech consulting company. Although he expects the market to double in the next 6 years, he says it still faces technological hurdles. For example, its reliance on the same wireless networks as cell phones.
You'll have patches where you'll go out, you'll drop a call, you'll get it back eventually in a few minutes. But if the end user's need is for continuous tracking, it's going to be a bit of an issue.
But as wireless networks improve, Stern says so will GPS coverage. And despite its drawbacks, it's becoming increasingly popular. School systems such as San Francisco have installed the system in buses. Many hospitals are now giving GPS technology to nurses so they can find them quickly. But as the system becomes more popular, it's also meeting resistance from workers. United Parcel Service recently went through some tough negotiations with the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, which represents its drivers. Teamsters spokesperson Brett Caldwell says the union has concerns that GPS technology can turn managers into snoops.
Corporations could use this technology to reprimand workers based on whether or not they thought they took the right route or not, whether they thought that they made the wrong turn or not, whether or not on their private time they went to a location or a restaurant that they didn't think they should go to.
At Road CEO Panu believes that in time, people will grow as used to GPS as they have to other technologies.
About 10, 15 years ago, the salespeople hated pagers because you could page and have them call right away. They had to call back. And then cell phone became even more. You could call and talk to a person, but things are very different today. You cannot conduct business without a cell phone.
Indeed, Caldwell of the Teamsters does see the advantages of GPS for both drivers and management. He and other workers' groups simply want to make sure that GPS isn't abused and turned into a synonym for Big Brother. For NPR News, I'm Laura Seidel in San Francisco.